Hello everybody, now I'm going to speak about one of the very important concepts in the economy called shadow economy. Shadow economy is killing the society without any evidences. So we are living a white life, but the shadow economy tries to kill the white economy and gets over the white economy that we are living. There are many disadvantages of shadow economy. There are many big organizations are getting spoiled due to shadow economy. Let us see something about shadow economy in this following section. I'll tell you something about what is black economy or shadow economy. Stay tuned with me and be with me, follow me. Thank you. Let's see about what economy is all about. Economy is the backbone of any country. Without economy, a country cannot exist, because it shows the materialistic richness of a country, or how people are tackling their day-to-day life with the money that they have. We have white economy, pure white economy, which is the American economy, and we have some colored economies that are around the world: silver economy, gold economy, diamond economy, emerald economy. Like that, we have number of economies around the world. Every country cannot be pure white economy, because they have their own advantages and disadvantages. But when it comes to the public scenario, that is when everybody is listening to what you are doing and how you are making money, white economy becomes one of the panacea of the scene. So we need to practice white economy, even though our government gives us the power to use other kind of economies. Economy is directly proportional to gross domestic production, and it is inversely proportional to the inflation. So whenever we are seeing the economy, we need to have less money to buy more products. The money must be concentrated, highly concentrated, and the concentrated money must be used to buy many big products. So this kind of economy is the best economy that we are saying about. Indian economy is one of the best economies, because every rupee that we spend have its own value. So if you spend 1 rupee, it is equal to 100 rupees or something like that. So Indian economy is a very concentrated economy, and if you spend a little amount of money, it is equal to spending a large amount of money in Indian economy. But in African economy, there is high inflation. They spend lot of money to buy a small thing. This is inflation. So African economy is not a good economy. So we have a near black economy in Africa. Africa is a continent where people are struggling for day-to-day life. They are not so rich. They have famines. So that is one of the outcomes of black economy or shadow economy. So economy must be free for the people, it must be easy to the people for running their day-to-day life. Economy must not be stable, stagnant. It must be dynamic, and it must adapt to the dynamic changing of the world. So Indian economy suits very well with the other kinds of economy. We cannot compete with the pure white economy, the American economy, but we can say that our economy is good when compared to other kind of economies. So let us see about everything in detail in the forthcoming sessions. Now let us see why the white economy is getting spoiled by black economy. As far as white economy is concerned, it is a clear economy that has its licenses and intellectual property rights. So white economy cannot be touched. We all do some work to make money. We all create something. We all do some work. We buy and sell something. So when all of these are under norms, under the predicaments of the creator or the developer, then it is white economy. When these kind of intellectual properties are stolen by a black market, we call it as black economy. Black economy steals the work of the white economy. They degrade the work done by the creators. They underrate the products and sell the products to the customers. When this kind of underrating is done by the black economy, then it is a kind of rowdyism that is followed by those kind of people to degrade, reduce the respect in the market, to undercustom the legal products of the creators. Many such products are underrated and sold for a third quality price, which are of top quality, which affects the creator's economy and ruptures the life of the creator's economy. So this is called as black economy, and this black economy is very prevalent in countries like Africa, in some parts of India like Karnataka, and so on. So when you find something for a low price, do not buy it. Look for the real price of the product that is predicted by the creator, and try to get what that is legal. When you go for black economy, the price might be low, but it is illegal. It is not a legal transaction that is happening between you and the seller of the product. So avoid black economy. You cannot get the same quality when it comes to black economy. Black economy degrades the quality of the product. You may lose many things that are given by the creator, real creator, and black economy destroys everything that is done by the real creator and makes the real product into a third class product. So beware of black economy. The black economy is like a cancer to the society. When black economy grows very well in the society, then we can say that the society is in the state of degradation. So you may see number of illegal things happening openly, and the market falls down into depths that was never seen before. So the black economy must be fully eradicated from the white economy so that we can enjoy what the white economy gives us. Use a legal product and see the worth of the product. When you use a legal product that is sold by the black sheeps, that is black marketers, then you are missing the opportunity of using what is given by the real creator of the product. So without this kind of knowledge between black market and white market, we cannot fully enjoy what that is there in the product, because only the creator knows how well he has created the product and how well he has developed the product. The black marketers demolish the name of the product, they degrade the product and give that product to you. And that kind of product is shadow product. When you buy such a shadow product for low cost, that is illegal, that is not legal. The people must be aware about this kind of illegal marketings. So when you find the value of the product and the cost of the product are coinciding, then buy the product for the real value. Do not regrade the product. Do not do something that is done by the black marketers and degrade the economy of the country. And now let us see about the concept called hoarding. We can see people hiding some amount of money when, some gold, when the rate of the gold is very low, and sell it when the rate of the gold is very high in the market. It is a kind of hoarding. It is very prevalent in gold markets, but when it comes to the FMCG products, the fast-moving consumer goods, hoarding is one of the diseases of the society in this case. So hoarding degrades economies, one of the shadow economies. It degrades the quality of the product, it degrades the real rate of the product. This happens in vegetables. Vegetables cannot be hoarded for more than 2 days, but people are preserving it in refrigerators and hoard it. Hoarding is very prevalent in stock markets. They hoard the stocks when the value of the stock is very low and sell the stocks when the value of the stock is very high. So it's a kind of gambling, you can say. Hoarding is legal in some cases. Hoarding is illegal in many cases. So when many people are doing it, it is not legal. We must know that hoarding is a kind of shadow economy and it degrades the economy. We can use hoarding for game purposes and not for economy purposes. So this is a kind of a shadow economy which degrades the real economy. The economic crimes are very important, must be dealt with a very high proficiency, because it kills the society, it ruptures the country, little by little, and at last the economy of the country becomes downturned, and there may be a number of famines in the country. So the economy must be protected from black marketing or shadow marketing or black economy. So when people practice a black economy, it can be seen like a disease spreading from the point of doing that kind of business, and it grows outwards like a lotus. So we need to understand that we should not involve in this kind of black economy or shadow economy. We should not degrade the quality of the products. We should not degrade anything that is of high quality to very low quality and buy it, because the intellectual properties that are created by the concerned people, they would have put many efforts in creating such products. Many softwares are being stolen like that. Many softwares are degraded. They are copied from the real source and used as a black economy. So we can see number of examples in the society. So it has high punishments, heavy penalties, and these kind of shadow economy organizations are fully shut. They can be sealed out of the government, and their functioning can be stopped. It is illegal, and it cannot provide any good to the country. It only degrades the economy. It degrades the creative authority of the real creator, and destroys the real value of anything that is sold. So we must stop buying products from shadow economy, and you must always support white economy. Practice white economy so that there will be no chances of any problems in the society. Thank you.
Sri Salakkarai Mariamman Thunai. உங்கள் எல்லா திருமண விழாக்கள், மஞ்சனீராட்டு விழா, காதணி விழா, நிச்சயதார்த்தம், பிறந்தநாள் விழா போன்ற சுப நிகழ்ச்சிகள் இதை நடைபெற இன்றைய அணுகுவீர். ஸ்ரீ ராஜசாந்தி திருமண மண்டபம், லேத்தம்பேட்டை ஸ்ட்ரீட், மஞ்சக்குப்பம், கடலூர் 1. ஃபோன் 8489 8393 14. குறைந்த வாடகை, நிறைந்த வசதி, இதுவே எங்கள் தாரக மந்திரம். உங்கள் எல்லா திருமண விழாக்கள் இனிய முறையில் நடைபெற இன்றைய அணுகுவீர் ஸ்ரீ ராஜசாந்தி திருமண மண்டபம். இப்படிக்கு உரிமையாளர் மற்றும் மேலாளர் ஸ்ரீ ராஜசாந்தி திருமண மண்டபம், மஞ்சக்குப்பம், கடலூர்.